Saturday, May 22nd, 2021. Not a barbell in sight, but a lot of fitness happening today. Today is also our Not For Time workout for the week. Once a week, we put in a Not For Time workout as a nice physical and mental decompression and break. Helps you with your sustainability, so you're doing CrossFit for decades, happy. But even though we program one per week, everyone out there, you're authorized to not time any workout that you don't want to time. If you find the clock to be too much pressure or whatever, just don't time your workout. It's okay every now and then to listen to your mind and body. Keep working out fun. All right, here's what we have. 10 rounds not for time of 15 hand release push-ups, 10 hollow rocks, and then 5 strict ring dips, which should be amazing after 15 hand release push-ups each round. I think people are really going to enjoy this one. And this is the stuff that you have to do. This is the stuff that a lot of folks wouldn't program for themselves, but it's mission critical to being a well-rounded athlete. And these are gymnastics days. They are right there with sprinting days, with heavy days, with mixed modality days. Pure gymnastics days are a beautiful thing, and that's why we do them. We've got a video showing various styles of push-ups, hollow rocks, and the strict ring dip. Whew, super fitness robot time for this. You've got some pressing capacity and a midline, 12 minutes or less. More likely time, 20 minutes or less. Now, of course, this is just if you chose to time it. But you can not run the clock, which is what I'm going to do, and just move through these gymnastics movements and build up some strength. Scaled option, 10 rounds not for time. I've now 15 regular push-ups instead of hand release. Or you could do knee push-ups. 10 hollow rocks or sit-ups. The hollow rocks are a bit challenging. And then 5 dips off of a set of bars, a box, or a bench. We have a video showing the sit-up, the bar dip, and dips off of a box or a bench. Limited equipment option, same as the prescribed workout today. They've got all the gear that they need. No equipment workout, 10 rounds not for time, 12 hand release push-ups, 10 hollow rocks, just back and forth and back and forth. I'm sorry, that's supposed to be 15 hand release push-ups. I misspoke. 15 hand release push-ups, 10 hollow rocks. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The slips training. Slips training can take a bit. You know, I say to give yourself 15 to 20 minutes to practice these various activities. Slips stands for scales, both front and back, L-sit, inversion, planks, and stretching. And we have videos of all those different movements, and you spend 15 to 20 minutes making your way through all of them. There's a ton of gymnastics practice in here. There's a lot of variance in here. And there's a lot of movements that look easy or maybe even silly when you watch the video, such as the front and back scales, and then you try to hold those positions and you realize that they're quite challenging. And for the stretching, you can do your own or you can do the stretching that we include in the cool down. The other part of the accessory training today is for 20 minutes, run, bike, or row, your choice. Also remember, the accessory work is optional. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the trap stretch, 1 to 2 minutes per side, that's with a lacrosse ball. Cobra stretch for the abs, holding 1 to 2 minutes. Then the chest and pecs, hands behind, also holding for a couple minutes. And each of those have a video. I hope I'm not alone. I love the days like today. They're very challenging. There's not a barbell in sight, but this is some of the good stuff. So enjoy it. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I'll see you back here on Monday for another week of training.